Dijena jundende jebe ko rabu pombero gelonge gende jambo don jajo sebe gende jambo toje do jodo de se jundende samona jeje no donje tingen zeno nyobo shus Yon Pabha Shireze Vashula Dukhe Jeme Ngalala Shiraje Parudu Shimba Samye Shibha Shibha Dupati Dalabha Shati Khe Jeme Bada Shanshu Simba Simba Jeme Pabha Shireze Vashuge Tseta Dimba Sharuna Dibula Dukhe Jeme Shari bo reje bo reje bo mo kalala shiroje paro dosh Samu je bo de bo de de da na bo da wa sa de po bo ga de da la ya ra je je do ba na ba ya da ba je sa da Zo tomba wo tomba ni zo 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 le tomba ni je ma Tomba nile jang su jima yinu tishin du tsawa nang tishin Nambu shibu nang tomba u sharibu tida chu tangche tomba nide tsini Manje ba manga ba trima mi trima dang trewa trewa mi ba kawa mi ba u sharibu tida yana tomba nila su mi tsawa Dijie men nambo shiba Mime nawa me name jime li me yi me zu Dra me dri me ro me reja me chi me do mi ye ka me Ka me yi je nambo shibi ka ji ba do ya me do Diri ba me mari ba se ba me ba Kashi me kashi sebe bado yamin Teji do donge wada kyujo wada gobada lami yishi Toba me mado baya me do sharib Deda yuna shanchu simba na toba mimi shiru shiru Haru do simba na teji nede sila jiba me Jiji loli shindu dini nyangili dibi taj Tisundu namba jubi sanji tanji jang shiraji paru Shimba la dini nana mimba yanda ba zubi Shanshu do gupa zubi sanji su tida yuna shiraji paru Do shimbi ka riba shimbi lana mimbi ka Munya bada nyambi ka dungi tanji radu shiva shimbi Dhyambha shibha shati shiraji parudu shi Mamibha dhyata gati gati parang Parasang gati buddhi yisaya Sharibhu shanchu simba simba Pabha shirezi unshu shimba samula labha shah Tene chamde de tingye zin tele shin Shangchu simba simba chimbo pabha shirezi unshu la leso shishawa shine leso leso rijim
Thank you. Sanjay, Jo, So generally, if you know, we have a time, usually they do first the, you know, six preliminary practice, and then, you know, they really take time and, you know, they recite slowly through the with the melody. And when you recite slowly, that means that you can have a time to contemplate or reflect on the meaning of the word. Generally, people used to do that.
As Penny and Lama does a lot of Sunjan on any Medecati, any Joy Children on a Medepina Kanga, Iba, Sunjo Kono, Maso Konepa, Kanga Patan, Dending Energy, Yurisalan.
So generally, when there is a Lamrim teaching, you know, all the people in the audience, you know, they really get ready for the teaching and the practice. So they bring the mandala offerings, and you know, they do the six preliminary practice and offer the mandalas, and it is so, you know, so well organized, and it is so so inspiring.
So
in Dharamsala, when His Holiness the Dalai Lama gives the teaching, you know, His Holiness have a really, you know, busy, His Holiness is really busy and don't have that much time like we do in Tibet. But, you know, at the beginning of the teaching, you know, His Holiness will tell to recite the lineage guru's salutation or the supplication, this thing. We recite, and it really take time slowly and reflect on those guru's kindness, and you know, it is very inspiring.
So you did it, the Cassing added the dogs or the Gosu children on Inchidona, Dada, Lotus on the Chimachi Jeba de Majuman Dusalada.
So he thought he wished he could do the same, you know, like slowly recite the salutation in the melodious way. But, you know, when we look at in the six preliminary practice we got, it doesn't have the, you know, it has only short version, not the, you know, full version of the lineage guru's salutation. So what we recite today is, it is a real short version of the lineage guru's supplication or the salutation, but, you know, it has everything you know, in a short version, but all the lineage guru included there.
내가 가르쳐나 내가 낮에 때마다 사자 두 번에 손대 뒤 단답하도 마투바기 라미 유리게 텔레손대 전에 듣지 미션 제거 알았다. 제가 린이 로에 대다 듣습니다.
So why we do this and also why we recite the you know last line of the stanza twice is you know we supposed to reflect on the kindness and the you know and the good qualities of those lineage gurus and imagine we are receiving a blessings from all the gurus in that stanzas mentioned in that stanzas
shoma yo chono zogi pe na lari de shi bi de de ne ko re so na da da lari so de de ra so na ni ti ko de de na ya bo yo re sa la da yo pe na ge de che ko re se de ma ja che de ni ko so in chi ko na ra ma so yin na ko jun ski me do ko shoma chono zogi ke se yo de che re so na ni lari so de ko ra nāchū gōngjī chī yore, tī gōngdā mā dō tū nā. Nē tī jī chō su jāng rō yī sōng chū nē nē, tā tū nē jēng bō chī chē nē dō gō dō tē rē sā lā dā.
So maybe some of you have received the Lamrim teaching from His Holiness, so you can see that, you know, the lineage gurus, this supplication is recite very slowly in a melodious way. Maybe some of you have you know heard it and did it, and next time you know when there is a Lamrim teaching, you know, from whom you will receive, get a chance at that time also, if you guys could recite this kind of lineage guru's supplication. That's really, you know, tradition, and it is really, you know, good and in conjunction with the Lamrim teaching. So, but you don't have to mention that we are, when Abu Rinpoche gave the teaching, we used to do that. So we want to do same thing like that. That's not our point.
So the
Guru's tradition is on the beginning of this teaching, you know, they recite a quote from the Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, teaching, like Tewetendi She Norle Lhak. That means it is in the beginning of the how precious this human rebirth is.
Deyons, Kansu Chujuju, Tsongkhapa Chimbe Songles, Dey Dende Yishin Nongle La, Ndranye Batare Tsangshin, Nyinganji La Nangki Lo Dandra, Tsindi Sanne Jiden Shawagi, Bimba Shawajin Da Tojine Nyitsin Kinda Nyinpo Lembang, Nyinjo Nye Jang Nyangli Teta She, Tante Checha Teche Chongsui Lo, Sine Ni Chong, Kasa, Jango Lama Tsongkhapa Chimbe, Ni Ngasun La Sumba Nagin, any chu gan shi ba de jia da ale dong mo zhe ye gan ge shi bo bo de chu gan shi ba de lan tong da ni le xiao ni se wan ye ni tong ma qin lu jie ba de ge xiao yin zan any de yu guo qin lu jie zi de ye any de xi di di jia wei yin shi.
So traditionally you know there are two very important things to do when we listen to the teaching or when we engage in practice. First thing is to have a good motivation, and at the end, you know, dedication that, you know, whatever merit we have earned by doing listening or doing practice, it dedicate for enlightenment and for the goodness of all the sentient beings. So this two thing is very important. So we have to keep in mind. And so as Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that this human rebirth is far more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, this human rebirth that this kind of human rebirth we have attained is simply just and possible in future, and also not only precious, but this human rebirth is very fragile and easy to decay and loss. And thinking on these lines, we try our best in our practice. So I myself, Lama Tsongkhapa himself, done like that. So you, the disciple, also thinking on this line, do the same thing like I did. So usually, no matter whatever we do, any good deeds or good practice, here we consider ourselves as a Dharma practitioner. So, whether our practice is going through Dharma or Dharma practice or not, it solely depends on our motivation. So if we say directly, not in a complicated way, then if we do any kind of Dharma practice, such as learning, listening, reading, or anything, we do in concern of this lifetime's, any means, then that won't become a Dharma practice. At least, if we have a motivation that I am listening to this teaching or doing this meditation or reading this to obtain any kind of higher rebirth in next life, at least, we must have that kind of motivation, even though that kind of motivation is the, is the worst motivation in the language of Dharma motivation.
And also the next
better motivation than that is, even though if I obtain any kind of higher rebirth, such as humans and celestial gods, and so on. If I obtain that kind of higher rebirth, no matter where I born in that kind of higher rebirth, they all in the same nature of suffering, I my motivation is I will set motivation for the for the total freedom from this samsara. Through that kind of motivation, if you do anything, then that is considered as a dharma practice, and it is the, that kind of motivation is a little better than a previous one.
Dering also concourse of Baba in a Shanchu Lorin Chamos in the Shua in Zan, any Kino Tiny in Rigamare Salada.
So today we are going to start this, Lamrim teaching. So Lamrim teaching is, is a Mahayana Bodhisattva's practice. So this previous two motivation is not qualified or not good enough.
Shangchu lang rin chenmo wa sibe shangchu de la jidang nyerang ki shangchu sengye jidang techen ki shangchu sengye re shangchu songye nang yunga songye shangchu de deren tatu be shangchu teba chenbe zubi sangye ji gohwang deru ki shangchu chenpo de nyansan le rinpa yin zan yinji minji shangchu ki seng juma chenchu ki seng go re.
So here in the Lamrim, we consider as a practitioner that that strive to achieve full enlightenment or Buddhahood. Our motivation, at least our motivation must be, we don't have a, genuine bodhicitta or the great altruistic mind, but at least we try to reshape, in a superficial way, motivation of the great altruistic mind. So generally there are, different attainments, Parthika Buddha's attainment, and as well as Arahat, or Sharvakas or whatever attainments. So our aim is the highest attainment, the Buddhahood. Rinpoche already, instruct before how to train our mind to attain this, bodhicitta. He don't wanna talk, talk. He will talk briefly how to shape our motivation.
Shangchu
So if we go, you know, systematically, you know, then, you know, to have a great altruistic mind or the bodhicitta or the bodhi mind, you know, we need to have a mind of great compassion. And to have a mind of great compassion, we need to have a genuine renunciation, that wish to free from this samsara or the cyclic existence. And also we can say that in order to have a, you know, genuine wish to free from this cyclic existence or the genuine renunciation, first, you know, we need to have a genuine refuge in Three Jewels. In short, you know, we will try to create a artificial bodhicitta, like, you know, I will try my best to obtain Buddhahood or the enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, you know, at least that kind of, you know, motivation we try to shape, and then, you know, through that motivation, we will listen to this, you know,
Lamrim teaching.
So we don't talk much about the motivation because most of you already know. So, you know, if we pose for a, you know, little bit, maybe couple minutes or 3, 4, 5 minutes in a meditation of the motivation. How is that?
So
why? Because, you know, right now our mind is just facing outside, that what he gonna talk, what he gonna say, or something like that. So when we look inside, within our mind, how our mind is acting right now, then, you know, we will know.
So
this precious Lamrim teaching, what we're gonna, you know, listen and teach today. This precious teaching, you know, how this happened is. So there is a saying in Tibetan that, you know, if it is a Buddhist practice, then, you know, it must trace back to Buddha himself. and it is if it is I don't know, it's called spring water, or if it is a spring water, then you know it should trace back to the mountains, snow mountains.
嗯，对对，都过来，那个是想做哪件事吧？对呢，上节了，感觉就都有点事了，因为呢，他们上节讲的那个，确实从这那里，确实嘛，确实包括解释，就都顺便那里，然后都批的什么的，那些现象都带着我去生意的了，也是了。So
how can we trace back this Lamrim teaching to Buddha himself? Is that you know, Buddha teach many. Teachings, it says, you know, there are 84,000 teachings. So, you know, the essence of all these 84,000 teaching is the perfection of wisdom. So how that, you know, perfection of wisdom teaching the Pranjana Paramita, that teaching reveal the, you know, the profound teaching of emptiness directly, and the vast teaching of the, you know, the bodhicitta indirectly. So the both the methods, wisdom and the, you know, compassions, you know, it teach both, but you know, wisdom is direct, you know, obvious, and you know, the compassion is kind of hidden or indirectly.
Then do you judge your lunch in be any cabo that them a shaja to ban the toma majesa de any jizzamba gomores?
So that kind of you know, the great compassion or the you know, teaching lineage holder is. Is the, you know, is Maitreya. So Maitreya receive this instruction or the teaching directly from Buddha Shakyamuni himself. And the perfection of wisdom's teaching lineage holder is Manjushri. So Manjushri received directly from Buddha Shakyamuni.
So the
vast teaching of the you know, compassion or the bodhicitta is received by Maitreya from Buddha Shakyamuni to Maitreya, give this teaching to Phagwatthome, I think Basu Bandhu, I'm not sure. It's, in Tibetan it's called Phagwatthome. So in Sanskrit maybe Basu Bandhu or so anyway, Phagwatthome received this teaching from Maitreya, and then Phagwatthome give to his disciple, and then it comes to Lama Silingpa. So as we can see in the English version, whoever the in the Lamrim lineage guru, we can look at there and we can understand. So then, you know, the wisdom, profound teaching of wisdom, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni to Manjushri, Manjushri to Nagarjuna, and Lutum Nesul Jusuf. And from Nagarjuna to Chandrakirti and so on. As mentioned in the Lamrim lineage guru.
Any rebuke could you down Lama Sinim Baniga Kaza Panda George Body Adisha Yeni Judge you launch him but Lama Sinim Balase any Samuel launch him but the rebuke could you la Sanjare, Sanjare is a lot.
So then these two lineage coming separate from Maitreya and Manjushri, then you know, Lama Atisha, the great master Atisha, received both this teaching from Lama Silingpa. He received the vast teaching of Bodhicitta, and you know, the and the profound teaching of wisdom from the Rigpe Kushuk. So you know that both the lineage merge, or you know, received by Atisha, and Atisha got
both the teachings lineage holder. So why this
you know, the called lineage guru is, you know, those different teachers compose a different commentaries and texts, you know, texts of profound teaching and the vast teaching. So there are many volumes of teaching composed by these different lineage gurus. So if Rinpoche say he composed this and that, it will confuse you guys, so he won't elaborate. So all these lineage gurus, you know, compose commentary teaching of wisdom and the vas, all are studying nowadays in the different, you know, great monasteries like Sera, Drepung, and Ganden.
So like
you know, like a river coming from the source, coming from the mountain, and from the mountain the two river come separately, and then you know, two lineage comes separately, and then later on, you know, these two big river merge into one. Like that, you know, these two teaching lineage guru merge to Atisha. Atisha got both the teachings from both the lineages, so that is why it merge, the lineage merged to Atisha, so Atisha became the holder of both the lineage teachings.
Ani George Pade Atisha ni ni jaga ji ni ngaji tsuje se gulo da penje da ngaja ji tsuge jende je ma ngaji tsuje George Pade Atisha la ni jaga ji penje da ngaja ji tsuge jende je ba de George Pade Atisha re sa la.
So Atisha is a very, very, you know, renowned gurus in India and Tibet. So you know, his greatness is like, you know, they say that Atisha is the crown jewel of 500 pandits.
Tendriki Pendra, any Tisyo tenri chila yini pyo ni tenri shiyo yini pyo ki jibo sugi kalya shivu chi jo na yini pyo ni tenri shiyo tu res. Ti yu loji tu chidang koron, sachi koron no na yang zeba bin katu chewa jebi katu yore alya tombo teri chidang koron yungtong yin zan didi zimisi lagu mi la da.
So that kind of really great scholar as well as a practitioner and as well as a composer, you know, like, you know, 500 Pandit's crown jewel, you know, invite to Tibet by the great Dharma king of Tibet, you know, through great hardships. So anyway, all this kind of greatness of the teachers, you know, it is mentioned in the text. So Rinpoche don't want to elaborate, go through detail, so you guys can read through the books.
Tendu ki kale pa to me pa jo ne ni pyo ne den de she ne ni ta ta da pa to den de she de ni to ma ya nga so pya na la la ma shang chu yo re la la ma shang chu yo ye ni chu to ta da pa la nga la kale je ne ni ta nge ka ri che go ne ro bo de ji ma so ye mi lo ta ka ji ten de ji la ye ni ya chu she de ni ni nga so pyo ye ni ja che mo da so ba de ni he go ma re ni go de ba da nyo se len de bi chu je na ro ji ye se ne ni ya ji shi shi wa de tu ni bo shu je ne shi wa re sa la da tu ni bo shu chung wa re sa la go ro.
So then, you know, the great Dharma king of Tibet, you know, through a lot of difficulties and hardships, you know, they able to invite Atisha to Tibet. So when Atisha came to Tibet, then, you know, the Atisha asked the king that, you know, you guys invite me here, you know, with great difficulties and hardships. Now I arrived here. Now what you guys want? Atisha asked to the king, and the king says, you know, we want a really, you know, really concise, a really kind of sum up teaching, not like so vast and profound, but, you know, concise teaching that that benefit all the people of Tibet. So because of the request of the king, then, you know, Atisha give this, you know, this teaching, the root teaching of the Lamrim. It is called the lamp. It's called the
lamp unto the path.
Yep, there's a Since then, you know, to this text, the, you know, name, you know, Lamrim, the stages of the path, is labeled to this teaching. So we will break.
Alang ini terus masih ini kau soyang dua hari ni cek kita lah tu.
Rinpoche will talk a little bit, then we will do the question and answers.
Terus kau soyang alang nari cuma ini juri kau madu non pa alang zuk midas.
So today we cannot able to start, so we will talk about the greatness of the teacher and the greatness of the teachings and little bit on.
Ale shulo ne jye je ke che mori na lo la jye je de te ke che gro asala.
So it is equally important to understand and realize the external and as well as the internal too.
Oh, this 네신디 샹초라린 쳔모데 칸드레잖아 저러면지 코로나기 소데 네 샹초란제 란제 저만 제바보야 데니 제바보야 있으나 송샤르라다 라레 쳔모데 제바보야 조진에서 송샤르스라다
so this great treatises on the stages of the path to enlightenment is composed by Lama Tsongkhapa and Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that you know whoever composed the, you know, the lamp, you know, a path of the lamp is, you know, is also the composer of this text too.
Oh, the Shigui Jilatanji, some lingerie about the Jacha Shuji lingerie money, but the Daja Temba Saja Tubani, Chumbari, Salawa Chichi. Chit Tanda, Larin should be made in a Toma, Joji, in a Shanjo lingerie, Zebani, Chumbari, Sidi, and Gomati, and Chet Larin, Mahiba Kojo, Marisalada, Larin should be made in a Tobari Maduede, in a Daja Temba Saja Tubani, Jibane, Larin Resalad.
So, like Rinpoche mentioned earlier, that this. Since, you know, Atisha composed the lamp, then, you know, from then on, you know, this text is labeled as a lamrim. But, you know, it should not contradict that, you know, this lamrim teaching is not exist. At the Buddha's time, so this Lamrim teaching exists, you know, and also teach by Buddha himself. But at that time, that the techniques and the you know methods and the wisdoms and everything is already there. But you know, the name Lamrim is not labeled at that time.
Shanchu Lange Rinpoche Pena Tsangro Sena Pena Ngasuki Jirinpoche Le Yachi Tsambu Karsaka Taya Kuma Tange Sena Rimini Karsaka Ngete Yabuji Lao Shimini Takanje Ya Tsangro Sena Ya Shungin Rabu De Pena Chuhoje De Jisen Jamen Nika Yin Sena Ya Rinyete Ene Loji Du Selata
So, you know, this great treatises on the stages of the path through enlightenment composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, why he, Lama Tsongkhapa, composed this, you know, Lamrim, because, you know, the Manjushri and the, you know, Atisha, you know, both, you know, come to the Lama Tsongkhapa's vision and, you know, both instigate Lama Tsongkhapa to compose this great treatises on the stages of the path to enlightenment.
The country is an Yetaji, Lorenz, the Lonchu Gonje singing the Jurum watching his son be in Lama Sunday Chasing, Lorin, Lami Jupala Sunday Chasing, and Sunday to your salad.
So, there is a text called, you know, Lamchok or Goje, it means, you know, Lamchok means a great path, Goje means kind of opening. So this is the, there is a text like that, you know, that make the supplication to all the Lamrim's lineage gurus.
Jurumbochi, you saw the Zibi Nego Della, any Georgi, you can rush in his social Ulajan, and tell us what they be and Sunday Chichen and Zidus.
So, this this lineage gurus, you know, supplication Lamcho Goche was composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. At that time, Lama Tsongkhapa holding a you know, statue of the Atisha, and whenever the last, you know, line of the stanza comes, he vowed down to, that statue and touch the statue on Lama Tsongkhapa's forehead.
Dezibini gosala yini lari lama jiba kaga yini xie ngos xie zi xatala da kutsu nang bian zunin chu yin rolin jine kandi dendriji ki xie zi xas.
And also, you know, when Lama Tsongkhapa composed that text, Lamrim Lineage Guru Supplication Text, at that time, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa got all the Lamrim Lineage Guru's vision, and you know, they all have a you know a conversation, and as well as a question and answers and discussions about the Lamrim.
Tiada lagi misi yang cipta tu ini George dan Ron Temba gigi potong ini gigi syara jepo tu ini dawai ciri ni sesi sasa.
And especially, you know, at that time, you know, the master Atisha and Domtempa and, you know, Gishe Potowa and Gishe Sharawa, these four great Khatam Lamas or the Khatam Gurus, you know, continually having a vision to Lama Tsongkhapa for more than a month.
And Tama Lama Zinda Kanga Chichilamati Tashu in George Chikwal Matinshalat Lama Zinda.
And as in the text, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa got the vision of all the lineage gurus, and at the end, you know, all this lineage guru, you know, merge one into another, one by one, and all, you know, dissolve into Atisha.
Tashudela George Bade Adishi, Jeromachi, Ogonma Shajane, Tembi Shawazishi, Tela Tru, and Nyechevis, and any Dunugi, Songy Noanane, any Denizo, any Larichimu.
And at the end, you know, the Atisha alone is in the vision of Lama Tsongkhapa. So then Atisha put his palm, put his hand on the head of the Lama Tsongkhapa like a blessing. And then Atisha said that, you know, you Lama Tsongkhapa propagate the you know Buddha Dharma in Tibet, and you know I will I will help you you know whenever you there is. Whenever I am needed.
Then as well, any general knowledge of your name, any Shenyan Chipata, any Sombares and Song Jerry Salad.
La,
she may such a Shenyan Chichiro, Larichi Mojima, Unima, Miji Shenyan Chipata, Song, Parutila Tanti Saja, Tanja below Jidua.
So then Lama Tsongkhapa start, you know, composing this great treatises on the stages of the path to enlightenment. And then when it comes to the, you know, inside part, then, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa took a break, and Lama Tsongkhapa went for a
retreat.
And well, Lama Tsongkhapa on the retreat, meditating in his retreat cave, then, you know, again, Lama Tsongkhapa got a vision of Manjushri and Manjushri investigate Lama Tsongkhapa to compose the inside part till the end. So then Lama Tsongkhapa composed that. So in this way, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's this Lamrim lineage guru, we can trace in a long way, we can trace back to Buddha himself, and also in a short way, we can say that, you know, this Lamrim teaching can be traced back from Lama Tsongkhapa to Manjushri himself in between all those lineage guru, we can say that direct from Manjushri, Lama Tsongkhapa received the, you know, lineage. We can say that too. So in this way, you know, it becomes clear that, you know, this text is not composed by Lama Tsongkhapa or somebody, but, you know, this teaching source traced back to Buddha Shakyamuni himself. So in this way, you know, Lamrim teachings, you know, up to him, up to Rinpoche, you know, these teachings, lineage, blessing is unbroken, you know, because Rinpoche received all, great treatises on the stages of path to enlightenment, this teaching from once in Tibet from one of the ex-abbots of the Gyume Monastery, and then when he come back to India, he received full, you know, teachings twice from His Holiness. Rinpoche is teaching Lamrim to you guys, you know, if this kind of, you know, this kind of news heard by somebody, then people might laugh, you know. But, you know, in this kind of very, you know, far away place, you know, Buddha's Dharma is not very flourish so far. So, you know, I think that's okay. So for him to teach Lamrim to us is like, you know, somebody give him a real nice car, but he don't know how to drive very well. It is same like that.
之前的前段时间开始人啊年开始的时候的大约那是刚刚做做解盲中
So maybe, you know, if we all are not careful, then, you know, there might be some, you know, danger for him and as well as for us.
yinan yin moda tong kheba tsung la kyeche trikhiye trikhiye chene kalya kalya tanga chenang tsun di nong la deyote lhe lhe chene phatsu temu tane nyangdun do asala.
So in this way, you know, even though we have a real good car, but you know, we don't have a good driver, but you know, he will receive a instruction from a good car, so you guys don't need to worry, relax in the car and look around, enjoy the sceneries and look around. He will drive carefully, slowly, you know, by receiving the instruction from other good drivers.
Mm-hmm. 벤드다 몸보지 기파시다 다네 아니 진의 쮸미 진의 멘조치 대하조레 라이레 살라다 맞솔라 나이레 살라다
So in this way, you know, on the way, on the teaching, you know, if, you know, he make some mistakes, then, you know, that mistake is done by him, not by this great text, because you know this great text is, you know, checked and refined by many great pandits and the many great lamas and the masters. So you know this is a real authentic, you know, beautiful text. If we could able to practice, there is no doubt we cannot attain a Buddhahood. So, you know, if on the way there is some mistake, don't think is the there is a mistake in this text, but think that Rinpoche is making a mistake.
Mm-hmm. 년들 더럽히지 가지 신고 잡아내는 말이라다. 근데 너는 거기 막 당다르는 시에서는 변한 거 잡아차지는 상추기 살을 먹어야지도 니지 전부를 먹어야 니조기 삼발을 먹어야 피치 여지 말했어. 뒤에 여자 된대는 송상조리 내들 더라 가서 동선은 내 신고 지는 차고 말했어.
So in this way, don't think that he is really biased to this text, you know, because, you know, there is nobody who don't appreciate and who don't like the, you know, great altruistic mind and the, you know, great wisdom. So, you know, how much how much Rinpoche praise this text, it won't become he is so biased to this text. So now, did you guys have invoke any doubts or any questions so far?
I have a question. And Lama Tishu was it Lama Tsongpa that he got the teachings from, the two lineages? Was that also, I'm sorry, my mind's working very slow. Were these also the teachings like seven, cause and effect, and exchanging self with others? Was this in that at that time also, that's in that same group of teachings?
Anthony, mind is not working good, right? Because you have to watch the weather and the teaching too. Anthony, lepas dia, aku lekar lagi minjau sah. Lekar lagi maruah, nam si tunggur ini, show ini tunggur ini maruah. Ini, kau kelaya kita, adisalah damba ni di ini, cuci cikgu gimana si cawares, ini kare sebuah kita di lagi orang, aku kota latana ini, dahsyat nyamjeh dah, jundeh menga dundi, cuci cikgu gimana. Additional
Te mare salada. Pende jin daje nyoji gone shanchu sen jonche de jinre menga de inga gone sen jonche gi jipa de ni jachi shuji gi niga shi jachi shuji gi jipa chi tsukre salada. Yena joji sni bane shi de tero aka sa ma shi ten ten gone lo jonche de ni shwa la ne jinge de ni daje nyoji gone lo jonche ba niga ni jachi shuji gi jipa re salada te mare sa.
So that is not the march to Atisha is this exchanging self and sevenfold cause and effect method is just one lineage that is included in the vast lineage.
He attained that from Lama Sulinpa?
He attained that, exchanging and equalizing self and other received from Shanti Deva, and sevenfold cause and effect received from Silingpa. So this two different lineage of the vast teaching. So here talking about two lineage is profound and vast. True lineage merge into Atisha, what we're talking about right now is, vast teaching, bodhicittas is vast. So, like giving and enthusiasm and like that, all include there. And the profound teaching is teaching of emptiness. So it comes from Buddha to Manjushri and like that.
Mm-hmm. Did he combine those eventually? He combined those two lineages, Atisha? Was he the one that combined those together?
The Samutaju, the Kasu.
Jachinchuju,
the Samutaju, ni the Atisha, Chigdu Diva, and Hessa.
Chigdu Diva, Malada, Jupan, ni the tenor, Kansa, Chigi, Ningala Yuba, Kansa Chili, Jupan, Ninga, Hebari, Mato, Chigi, Marisalada, Sanjay.
No, it seems maybe my translation wrong. I don't know. So not like that, Silingpa and Shanti Deva's instruction merge to Atisha. Not like that. Here is a profound and vast. So this cannot combine together, because one is the wisdom aspect, emptiness, and one is the great altruistic mind. But here, what Rinpoche telling is that he got both the lineages.
Yes.
He is the holder of both the lineages. Before another teacher, they just emphasize on one lineages, but indirectly. They have got that, but directly. But here, Atisha received both the teachings from these two lineages.
And these are, if you don't mind my asking a little bit more for my understanding, that I understand what you're talking about, the aspects of method and wisdom, the profound and the vast. But these lineages that Atisha received, both of they're parts of those, smaller parts of the bigger.
Ta kogra dzamba ta ngema gi dzu giba khaga 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 yone ani de khaso chunju 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 dre che ani adisha le dzamba giba chimbu chik cha har ba sa
tende kese mare sa tende kese jine yin she mara tende ben ande sa da joji ma tu ba de giba so so lama so so le shyo de no ngi chi ro joji ne tu mi de ben a nge joji le lama de yone nge damba ni ga joji le shwa chi ni ti yen che de lama so 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 ne giba yone ma de che shu de mo nyu de la che shu ye ma le la da.
So there is the lineage that like not bigger or not smaller, but the thing is that such as before Atisha, if you want a teaching of the vast lineage, you have to go to one lineage guru. Then only he can give, because he got the, you know, transmission or the lineages. Then another, you know, like, you know, vast teaching, go to the another teacher. You have to go to two teachers. Since Atisha, you can go to Atisha and receive both the teachings transmission.
And also to the
So like initiation, like three meditational ladies initiation, three people got, then you got to go to three people. Then I receive these three teachings from all these three groups. Now I got all the threes. You can receive all the threes from me. Something like that. And any comments or questions or doubts or whatever?
I have a question about Atisha's blessing of Lama Tsongkhapa. They didn't live at the same time. They were not both alive at the same time. So was that blessing received in a vision?
Any the karisugure the that the lamrim de tsomsho salane any Atisha ge any Lama Tsongkhapa la any the cha the shahane any kumana orasa. Di indu zamba ani ta lama tsongkhapa ta Atisha ki kab ni khaga ro hasa. Kab khaga indu zamba ani shesik chungpa ra hasa.
Shesik chungpa ra la da pena pyo ki radri gomba sengi ki naya dala pena radri gomba sengi tra sengi chi kanje naya jindu naya dala ini jiru mochi ki tanda lari lama jibe ki nata tesa la sonde jibe neko sala ini shesik ini tashu dala ini choji jiko shesik ini choji ki ini ola sha jana tanda ki songyo noan zuyen ji ure sha sala.
So in the Atisha was in the Lama Tsongkhapa's vision, not the real, you know, like a vision, you know. And in Tibet there is a place called a Reding Monastery. It's a Reding Monastery, and over there is a Lama Tsongkhapa's meditation cave. That cave is the one that where Lama Tsongkhapa received all the lineage gurus' vision, and that is the place where Lama Tsongkhapa composed the lineage gurus' supplication text.
Tachmen ale ngotsu yenge taji sheba tela tenda dodo je rada je.
Any more questions?
Yes.
Okay.
The language that was used when Rinpoche said it's important to understand the internal and the external teachings, could he clarify for me what he's referring to, internal and external teachings?
Nesigilana chilo diye she kechembore nanglo diye she kechembore slasos. Ani tadi mo goya butsamazu chilo di karere nanglo di karere.
Shangchu Lanrin Chimu Sena Gandhisegres, Shangchu Lanrin Chimu Sena Kadhi Junjore, Suyi Gyun Zangjore, and Gandhi Jena Zangjore, Tindu Juya Chavachiro, Nalo Juya Maja, Suyi Junjore, Masu Shangchu Lanrin Chimu Sena Lawa Indi, Dela Dimi Chuachi Legores, Dela Shulu de Sela Uyas Lada.
So it is like, you know, when we heard this teaching's name, like great treatises on the stages of the path to enlightenment, then, you know, we will have some kind of feeling about the teaching. In order to have that kind of special feeling, we need to know the external things, like, you know, when this text is composed. Why this text is composed? Who composed this text? And so on, like that. So we have to get a little familiar with this, external things too.
Shangchu Lanri Chenpo de Ye Tzawa Kare Re Salao So Na Shangchu Lanju De Ma Re Sena Lao Shiva Chi Gore Salao Da Tujin.
And also, what is great treatises on the stages of the path to enlightenment, and what is the root text of the great treatises on the stages of the path to enlightenment, then you know, if we are familiar, then we can immediately say, you know, Atisha's lamp. What do you say? Can
lamp unto the path.
Huh?
A lamp unto the path.
Lamp unto the path is the root text of this Lamrim Chemo.
Mm.
So we should know that too.
Mm. Tendrigi Lari Chambote Yatu the Katus and Daji Temba Shajala Tubala Tusigi Logiting a chance of Chi Bahazada. There are Daji Tesona and Chut Samaimba. Chut Put Samaimba the Shego or something.
And also, you know, if somebody asks, you know, where this teaching source come from, then, you know, as Rinpoche explained earlier, that, you know, this teaching source traces back to the Buddha himself, if we can, you know, able to explain like Rinpoche did before, then, you know, it become clear that, you know, this text is authentic and pure.
Jangwa Rinpoche kadiyo na ngasu peyo ki nangchwe te nalenta ye ni kasara ta nalenta ne jubi chwe, nalenta ki chwe yin se na sonde ye te tenri chene ye ni kundu ne sonye ye re salada.
So in this way, always His Holiness mentioned that, you know, this our teaching in Tibet, the Buddha Dharma, you know, Tibetan Buddhist, you know, is the source, you know, come back from Nalanda monastery from India. So that means, you know, what he is telling is, you know, His Holiness is telling that, you know, it is not just, you know, created by Tibetans, Tibetan lamas, and, you know, like that. But, you know, it is really authentic and pure as it is, like the practice in India in Nalanda monasteries.
Because Ripikyu, Geshe Puchunga, Geshe Shengawa, Geshe Tride, and the Sache Yipena Ngoshe Dang, and the Zhuntui, Ani karre chupa chempo jela soba tesele ini dangweyebe ini nyame chupa chempi ini langjirimba le teba chewa je dangweyebe sana ini dangka trundo asala da yehi pichunga yishenga la mi langre za chempo yinbe jinsi lehi guarda.
So and also there is you know, there is a story that, you know, to talk about the greatness of this Lamrim teaching, that one time, you know, and at the Kadampa's time, one time, Geshe Pujungwa asked his disciple Geshe Chengawa that, you know, if there is a choice between the
Ngoshedu, any Zhentri de Mudu Sansu, Ngoshedu, any Tuba Chambo Jedu, any Dingenzi, Yepena Zechibi Dingenzi, the Sugawa, any George, Joram Boching Yasuna, any Karzata, Jumichi Tabacheva, and Karagawa, yes, and Danja.
So the Geshe Pujungwa asked to Geshe Chengawa, his disciple, that, you know, if there is a choice between the, you know, genuine admiration to the Atisha's path on lamp teaching, and, you know, and mundane clairvoyance, you know, and different eight attainments, and so on, then what are you gonna like to choose? You know, Geshe Pujungwa asked to Geshe Chengawa.
Any Joe Rinpoche, Jola, any jimmy jinwa temba pajo, any tela kasho basanji kute dagi, any mushi say in the Tubachamaji said the Joan Bontamobulanga Sutanjali, the Tetanapal Pendo Chi, Chomundu, Joji Yalan, the Tabachi Shosona, any tennis on the Taba, any Cho Sanjay Kopal and Royal Shangate dagi is in Betbataji in the Sonshasalad.
So then, Geshe Chengawa answered that, this clairvoyance and it a great attainments and as well as single pointed, meditative equipoise and all those things, I have attained, many times in my previous life, but it didn't make any effect to free from this cyclic existence. So I want to choose, genuine admiration toward the Adishas lamb on path. Because, once you have a great admiration to the Atisha's, teaching, then you are on the right track toward the enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. 들으서는 가로서지 이 통보지 거의 지거니 거선에 지는 토사지르면 따와지 아니 그 가려에는 박추 가디다가나 나래 전부 쫀쫀다야 돼서 이 거거지 정로잖아 그래서 신도는 교화 정보 소소 타투기 계속 전부 들으지 자체자 요사를 살아다 무슨 때문에 저제 갈래 좀 그 계속 전부 쉬지 가디 있는 사람들로 되게 무슨 걸로 되는 세고 요래 살아다
And also, we also, should do the same thing that how our attitude is that, we don't want to work hard and we want to gain a big profit. We want to try to reach the highest and the most biggest and like that kind of attainments, But, if we really have a genuine admiration to this Lamrim, and all the time, if we could, never separate from the practice of a Lamrim, then there is no greater practice, and there is no greater opportunities than this Lamrim.
Tama su thara jagi da sero kundo yini shanchu lanchu rinpa la nyansi rinpa da kiji zangyo mendewa shu. Diyo chida yini nga su teri gyawa kanshi ba de shanchu lanchu rinpa da nyansi rin tuwa ji shu osu. Sumba nang yin chi nyansi rin tuwa shu osu tenri chila huwa na pichi.
So we stop here today and we will make a wish or make a prayer that until we reach enlightenment we never be separate a moment from this Lamrim practice and engage in Lamrim practice all the time till we attain Buddhahood. Like that kind of dedication we do, so that Rinpoche thing is the best dedication. So now we will do the mandala offering, and after the mandala offering, we will do the dedication. After the dedication, then we will do the Lamrim prayer.
Jesus, Dalo de besano shinjo do Tempo jesu gyo jo su su su. Uru rana me re la ga na ya da ya me. Nyo rinpo je ma je pa na je ju ji. Che wa nyam pa me pa ya ku ne ku du de wa ju. Lami ku tse ro di chi na ka chi ne su ju je pa do. Lo sa di bi ju mi sa su ji. Zhu yi min si da du ni ju ji. Ra yi gu yi si ka di pin da de wa ma li ju yi ni. Si ri si wa di zi jia su yi. Xia bi si di ba du ni ju ji. Ju da chi ba da gu du sa bu di ya di ji. Te da kin ju ji su da lo ji. Ge wa de da da ji ro du ngu. Ti su si bi ja wa da ji ji. Ma wa ka la chu du ngha bu di. Da gi ge yu za wa di gi ju. Sambo shi shi ra du ngha ji. Tene rindu bele suni ne kada yamba kashi sabade lomi mare gyo jawai gen nare jaye wambo daju tema sunbe tsera gyo yan jambe yanju seve jesonde tenbe rinpa kinsan lanje jo nene jube jena nyesesh rangye jizhin tobe lanje ne shura seve jave takish Jūyī yīcī mībā sīcī nī, jāyī tēmbā yīrīn sīcī. Tēmbā rīcī chūgī mācābā, chācā nyābā jībī shūtī. Yīcī chīmbā yīrā jībā yī, pītī tītī sīvā sībā. Se jin jia ye mi zhong chen le le, le zhu shang chu lang jie rin bi. Jie nang jie yi la bi de xin, jia ye zi ba rin du chong chu. Lang zang zhu bi tin jin zhu xi jin, ge jin si jie mi dang mi ni gin. Tsera gyundu jaye ngaba yi, nada nada jewa ma ju. Kansi teba chula chi shi ji, si shi chula sumba di yi tsi. Tu di na ji ta du ju shi ni, cha shi jang si shu gin shu ju ji.